It's still not mandatory for aged care workers to be vaccinated against coronavirus. The federal government hasn't made it a requirement until September 17, and only half the workforce is currently vaccinated, and that means half aren't. And that's because the punishments haven't been determined. It's up to each individual state to decide what happens to aged care workers who refuse the vaccine. The only state to follow the federal government's announcement and change the public health order is WA. In WA, any aged care worker who goes to work unvaccinated after September 17 cops a $20,000 fine. In New South Wales, we are still working on the public health order. We've apparently provided draft legislation to the Commonwealth, and we're waiting on feedback. Now, Kathy Malocco is dealing with the consequences of this approach. Her parents, Alan and Lona, are still in hospital with COVID-19. They've been in Westmead Hospital for 6 weeks. They've only just tested negative. They caught the virus from an unvaccinated staff member at Summit Care, Baulkham Hills. And Kathy's on the line. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for having me.
I know it's a small relief after everything you've been through, but you must be relieved that they've finally tested negative.
Well, we've got our fingers and our toes crossed because they're not out of the woods yet. When they leave hospital and they go back to Summit Care, then we've got another whole range of issues to address. Like, as you just said, are unvaccinated workers still going to be around my parents? Because we mustn't demonise the workers. And I was listening to the punishment for workers going to work that you said in WA. I mean, it's the government's responsibility and the providers to get workers vaccinated. And we seem to have a massive problem with having enough employees or enough workers to help the system. I mean, there's a report being released today by CEDA, apparently, that says by 2030, I think it is, the system will be short 110,000 workers. And by 2050, over 400,000 workers. So the problem that the government is trying to cover up is continuity of care. Each state wants to mandate or is meant to mandate public health orders, and we know they can issue those orders pretty damn quickly to keep us locked in our houses, but they can't do this to protect our elderly.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have heard from people in the aged care sector that there are some aged care workers who just don't want to be vaccinated, but the government has just said, look, if you're a tradie working in one of the hotspot areas of Western Sydney or southwestern Sydney, you must be vaccinated if you want to go to work. So it's even more important when you're dealing with people in aged care.
Absolutely. If you don't want to be vaccinated, then aged care is not a career for you. It's that simple. You can't have vulnerable people, particularly people who are in palliative care, for example, like the tragic case yesterday of the lady that died at Greenwich. Like, she couldn't be vaccinated. So therefore, she caught COVID from an unvaccinated worker. It's diabolical.
You've got to make sure that by the time your mum and dad get out of Westmead and go back to Summit Care in Baulkham Hills, that everyone working there is vaccinated. Otherwise, they might end up back at Westmead.
Well, absolutely. And no one can tell us whether they can get the virus again. It seems to be the case. There are people that have had it twice. We have problems that my father is vision impaired. He's blind. My mother has massive mobility issues. She has Parkinson's. Our family will be putting signs up in their rooms saying, do not enter this room unless you are vaccinated. And the reality is, if they're not vaccinated, we want to know. And families of people with loved ones in aged care need weekly stats sent to them by the aged care provider of how many workers are working in that facility vaccinated and how many are unvaccinated. And that includes surge workers, people that fill up the shortfall.
Yeah, all right. Well, they've got a bit of a race on their hands because it is a requirement from September 17. Here we are on August 10 and we're still waiting on the public health order. So let's hope they get them in shape. Quick, smart, and I'm glad to know that they're doing okay, even though it has been a very trying time for your mum and dad over the last 6 long weeks. Kathy, you hang in there and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
Kathy Malocco. Alan's 88, Lona's 87. Alan is blind, Lona has Parkinson's, and they've been in Westmead Hospital for 6 weeks. They've only just tested negative. It's 8:24.